الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Alhamdulillah, we're honored to have our guests here. Inshallah, Mufti Sulaiman Mullah and Maulana Imtiaz Sidat will be doing their program after the dua. Inshallah, all brothers are requested to remain and partake in this beneficial gathering. Jazakallah khair.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك. وأغننا بفضلك أمس. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزل الرحمة علما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا حسنا وتوبة نصوحا وصبرا جميلا وأجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة في الدرس العليا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك.
Brothers are requested to move forward, come closer, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we've got our guests here, Mufti Sheikh Suleiman Mulla from South Africa. Before we listen to his words of wisdom, alhamdulillah, we're also honored to have Maulana Imtiaz Sidat, world-renowned Qari and Nasheed artist from Leicester, alhamdulillah, and student of the Deen as well, mashallah. So, before further ado, inshallah, I'd like to request Maulana Imtiaz Sidat to honour us with his qiraat, inshallah. Please come.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد الله الصمد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
The following poem that I am going to render before you is in regards to the Haramain. May Allah the Almighty allow us to visit the sacred lands soon. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Within this poem there is also the remembrance of Allah the Almighty. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I shall remember you. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a wonderful opportunity to praise Him, remember Him, and glorify Him. So I have one humble request from all my dear brothers who are seated here before me to join in with me in the remembrance of Allah the Almighty. Mere saath milkar padenge, inshallah, barakallahu feekum. May Allah the Almighty grant us all goodness. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
ربنا يا ربنا 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 ربنا يا ربنا. سارے مل کر بولو نا ربنا يا ربنا 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 ربنا يا
بآواز بلند اخلاص کے ساتھ اور محبت کے ساتھ
ربنا یا ربنا 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 ربنا یا
یا الہی رحم کر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں یا الہی رحم کر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں
یا الہی رحم کر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں یا الہی یا الہی یا الہی رحم کر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں روزے خیر البشر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں روزے خیر البشر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں ربنا یا ربنا 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 ربنا یا
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our precious uncle here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a long and healthy life. And the rest of us also. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Together with me in one voice.
Rabbana ya Rabbana. 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 ربنا يا
يا الهي شهر مكه سے مدینے کا سفر مکہ مدینہ کس کو جانا ہے سب کو جانا ہے اللہ ہم سب کو بار بار لے جائے آمین یا رب العالمین
یا الہی شہر مکہ سے مدینے کا سفر یا الہی شہر مکہ سے مدینے کا سفر یا الہی یا الہی یا الہی شہر مکہ سے مدینے کا سفر آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں ربنا یا ربنا 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 ربنا یا ربنا
For one last time, together with me in one voice, اخلاص کے ساتھ اور محبت کے ساتھ میرے ساتھ مل کے پڑھیے
ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا ربنا
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Is my time up? Are you sure? Okay, as I was reciting, just one thing came to mind. So bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, I'll share it with us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from today's gathering, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. MashaAllah, the revived brothers are here today, alhamdulillah, and they are fundraising for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them, and let us try to give whatever we can for the sake of Allah the Almighty. We have the funds, but they are in our pockets. So we just need to dig deep and try to give whatever we can on the way out. When we give for the sake of Allah the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give us something better in return. It is recorded in the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullah, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that a poor person wanted something to eat, and she only had one piece of bread, and she was fasting on that day. She said to her maid, "Give this piece of bread to the poor person." The maid said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, "If you were to give this piece of bread away, you would not have anything to break your fast with in the evening." So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, she insisted, "Give this piece of bread to the poor person." It so happened, after that, a person who was not accustomed to sending gifts sent a gift, and it was a whole roasted goat, which was covered with butter on the outside. Thereafter, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her maid, "Come, eat this. This is better than that bread of yours." So when we give something for the sake of Allah the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something better in return. Let shaitan not play tricks with us and mind games. "Oh, if I give, my bank balance will go low. From 1 million, it will become one penny less," etc., etc. Let us give whatever we can for the sake of Allah the Almighty. May Allah the Almighty grant us all barakah, and may Allah the Almighty bless us all. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Fajazakum Allahu khaira. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wal akibatu lil muttaqeen. والصلاه والسلام على رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama, my brothers in Islam, my sisters if they're receiving through the frequency system, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Cherisher. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon the greatest individual to have ever walked across the face of this planet, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Endless and immaculate salutations be upon him, his Ahlul Bayt, his family, and his noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Mulana very eloquently described the situation firstly in Gaza, and then told us about the importance of giving. My name is Shahzad. I've been to this masjid before as well, and I'm here with Revive. We're basically a charity that is headed and founded by Sheikh Zakir, and we really focus on creating sustainable projects through a network of scholars under the guidance of the ulama, and not to just go to one area, do something and then just leave. It's about creating a sustainable environment that then inshallah is benefiting the community that we do the work in. Everybody in this room, I don't need to go on and on and on. Everybody in this room right now is aware of the situation in Gaza. Is that correct? Everyone's aware. Yes? Everybody knows about the atrocities. Everybody knows about the genocide. Everybody knows about the starvation. Everybody knows about the dying. All of those people are connected to you with a bond that is stronger than anything else in this world. What is that bond? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As this gathering is happening right now in Masjid al-Farooq, ironically named after Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an, and the incredible work that he did during his Dawra-e Khilafah for those who are less fortunate. Everything happening right now in this gathering right now, at this time, there are children, the ages of these little boys, that are starving and dying in Gaza right now. Just think about that. Close your eyes if you want. Picture for 1 second that children in Gaza right now are dying. But you know what they want us to believe? And when I say they, you're intelligent enough already to know what they means. They want you to believe that there's no point giving aid to Gaza because udhar andar kuch pahunch nahi raha. Nothing's even going in. So why? What's the point of giving? We want to give, but there's no point of giving. This is deception. This is not true. We personally have videos, people working on the ground with us, partners on the ground, that are showing us the aid benefiting the individuals there. You know, we were initially doing tents. We've stopped doing those now. We were initially doing bread. The wheat ran out. We don't want to promise that we're going to do something when we can't do it. Our focus right now is, guess what? Clean water and a hot meal. When I say hot meal, what, if somebody says to me, if my wife says to me, hot meal, I'm thinking a little bit of rice, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of pasta. No, no. Lentil soup per person is £5 per head because the prices have gone extortionate. They want you to think that let's not give, but remember, the reality is they are dying of starvation and aid is getting in. And we have got a plantation, a water plantation, that is being able to then go out across to the local areas and be distributed. For example, in the Khan Yunis area. My brothers, my day-to-day job is that I'm a journalist, and I have been a journalist for the last 12 years for perhaps the most mainstream organization that you can think of. Because of my job, one of the advantages has been that I've been able to communicate with people directly with people there. And wallahi al-azim, the stories there that they tell me, the things that they've shown me, a person would struggle to sleep at night. For two reasons. One, because it's horrendous to look at. But secondly, because insan ko khud ki akhirat ki fikr hoti hai. Ke main Allah ke samne kaise khada rahunga? How will I stand in front of Allah? Knowing that people from the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are dying of starvation. What can we all do? We can make dua and we can give. We can give. Because remember one thing. This wealth is not ours. Whatever we have in our pockets, whatever we have in our homes, this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is our duty and our responsibility to give. There's a brother who I've been communicating with there. His name is Ilyas. I'm not going to take very long. Even I want to hear Sheikh Suleiman speak. I've been with him for a few days now, and even then I've not had enough. I want to hear more and more and more. But Sheikh Suleiman himself has told me this is as important. Remember this. This brother, his name is Ilyas. He's in Gaza. Do you know what he said to me? He said to me that my brother, Mahmoud, he's got little children, the ages of these young boys. How old are you? How old are you? Yes. 10. So between 7 and 10. He said these young boys, he said his father, so the brother Ilyas, his own brother, is filming his children secretively. He's filming his children. And you know what he's filming them doing? His children are picking up sand and eating it. These are people from the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should hang our head in shame. They're eating sand. They're asking their father, is it not better to die? This is the state of Gaza. For 6 tanks of clean water, just water, nothing luxurious, water, 6 tanks, and each tank having 7,000 liters of water, to enter the areas that we needed to enter, it cost £5,000. Remember one thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically made dua for those lands. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led other, imagine the sight, he led other anbiya in prayer in those lands. That same land has children this age where you can no longer see their flesh. Ye gosht hota hai na jism par wo dikh nahi raha, it's just bones. And the parents are looking at their children helplessly. And they're saying, Allah, this is our test. But if it's better for us, the Sheikh spoke about Afia earlier today. We were in Bolton. My friend is telling me from Gaza, he said, the parents are saying, Ya Allah, you know better. But we think, in our humble opinion, that it's perhaps better for them to just be martyred in your way. Which, I'm a parent, I have 3 children. Which parent would ever say that? That, Ya Allah, it's better if you take my child. That level of iman and taqwa is just maybe from the anbiya. We've come here with great hope also. I was going to say Birmingham, but I've been told that if you say to people from Walsall that you're from Birmingham, they get offended. Brothers, which one brother or a few brothers can come together, can raise their hands for £5,000, your zakah and your sadaqah is applicable. It's 100% donation policy. We can set up a link for you. You will send that link out to your friends and your family and they will give towards that link. We can help you raise that money. We've got a team dedicated on the ground that will help facilitate that process. There must be one brother here that can raise their hands for £5,000. It's a life-changing amount for these people. Life-changing. This amount of money will help clean water get in. Hot meals provided for people who literally are eating patte. They're eating leaves and branches. They're eating sand and dust. These are their meals. I've said this before, but they are literally mixing grass with boiling water and salt. This is what I was told. They mix the and they call it soup. Children this age, they queue up. You know how you queue up in a buffet in this country? And then you have a bit of chicken, a bit of lamb. They're queuing up. When they get into the bottom of the queue, there's a vessel, and in the vessel they're having a soup that is made out of grass. Grass, boiling water, and namak. This is what he said to me. These are the 3 ingredients. Who can raise their hands for £5,000? We must have one brother here, for the sake of Allah, that can raise his house for £5,000. There must be one brother. A few of you can come together as a community. Remember, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has likened this ummah to a human body. One little thing, even if your ear is hurting, your eyelid is twitching, you struggle to sleep at night, you become pareshan. But we're all sleeping, me included, very comfortably in our rooms, in our hotels, in our apartments, knowing that people from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are dying of starvation. And that's the stark reality. No matter how much we flick up to the next video on Instagram or on TikTok, you can escape it, but they can't escape it. They come out of their tent, their temporary tent, where some of them are freezing to death. They're coming out, and it's not an Instagram reel, it's not a TikTok reel, it's not a Facebook video. That's their reality. That's their reality. Who can raise their hands for £5,000 today? Zakat and sadaqah, we have. So, takbir. 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 Allah bless you, Sulaiman uncle. Allah bless you in this dunya and in the akhirah, inshaAllah. Who else can raise their hands today? Is there anybody else? I don't have much time now. I'm going to, inshallah, move on in a little while. I'm going to move on straight away. £2,500. That's 3 tanks of clean water being made through a water distribution point there. Clean water. Water that they can drink from. Water they can make wudu from. Water they can make ghusl from. Water they can cook from. and also providing hot meals. Remember, it's 100% donation policy, by the way. You have the right, aapka haq banta, you can come at the back, ask as many questions as you want. We've got videos, ji. Takbir! Takbir! That's two brothers who have donated £5,000. Suleiman Bhai and another brother. I want to ask you one question, and forgive me. Do you think this individual here, Suleiman Bhai, is going to wake up tomorrow and he's going to look at his family and say, guys, you know what? I think we're poor. Nah. He's going to wake up tomorrow and he's going to have so many blessings that he cannot even fathom. He can no longer comprehend, because that fadl, that karam, that raham is from our Lord. Who provides for us? Who is our sustainer? Yeah. Who is our cherisher? Yeah. Then Allah is the one that will put the money in your pocket to give to these people. Because there is nobody more beloved to Allah than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these individuals are from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah. They will stand on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah, inshallah, and say, so-and-so brother from this masjid in Walsall gave to me when nobody else did. Anybody can raise their hand for £2,500. 2.5. One brother that can come together. Two or three brothers can come together, inshallah, for the sake of Allah. I don't have very long now. I'm going to literally be stopping in within a couple of minutes. Remember, everyone in this position is in the has the ability to be the upper giving hand rather than the koi yahan par lene wala nahi hai, alhamdulillah. Yahan par sab dene wale hain, alhamdulillah. I'm saying that not out of pride or boasting. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have said, al yadul ulya khayrun min al yadis sufla. The upper giving hand is greater than the hand that takes. Everyone in this room, however much Allah gives you tawfiq, you've got the ability to give. Is there anybody that can raise their hands today? Anybody that can raise their hands today for 2,500 pounds for three water tanks of clean water, 7,000 liters of water in each tank, hot meals, lentil soup provided to these children. I'm going to move on. And now, at this stage, usually, Sheikh Zakir and the brothers who are here, at the front, they can tell you, at this stage, usually we have a flurry of hands. £1,000. That's two brothers that can give £500 each. That's four friends that can give £250 each. Who can raise their hands today for the sake of Allah? There must be one brother, there must be two brothers that can put their hands up for £1,000, inshallah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the ummah of the best of mankind, alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah refers to this as a loan that you give to Allah. If I gave Mulana Siddharth Sahib a loan, I will get a repayment for whatever I've given him. But imagine the loan that you give to Allah. Imagine the loan that you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot fathom the return, as they say, the ROI, as they say, return of investment in this dunya and in the akhirah. Who can raise their hands for £1,000? There must be one brother. Come to the, you know, at the back, there's videos, there's access point, there's brothers that can speak to you as well. I'm gonna reduce the ask. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £500? No, we have a takbir. Takbir. Brother Samir here, please. Is there anybody else? We have a brother there. Takbir. Takbir. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £500? We have a brother here. Takbir. And we have a right next to you, just right, the brother there and brother here as well, please. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £500? Life-changing amount for these individuals. Life-changing amount. Today is an opportunity for us. We think they need us, but we need them, remember. Okay, and now I'm just going to go straight to my lowest ask because of time restraint. £100. Who can raise their hands? We have a brother there. Takbir. Mulana, can you raise your hand again, brother? Is there anybody else for £100? We have uncle there and we have a brother here. Samir, if you could watch me. Brother here and uncle there at the back as well. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for... We have a brother here. Takbir. We have Haj Sahib here. Takbir. Is there anybody else that can... We have a brother here. Takbir. This is a window of opportunity for us for the sake of Allah. Don't leave this gathering today without giving something. Give something. Give something. This may be the means of your salvation on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. This may be the means of your salvation on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. If I've taken too long, forgive me. But wo kehte hai na ki mujhe yahan par khade rehne mein koi sharm nahi hai. Kyunki main apne aap ke liye nahi mang raha. Hum mang rahe hain hamare bhaiyon ke liye. Please give something for the sake of Allah. Suleiman Bhai, Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah, Brother Shahzad, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, now I'd like to call upon our special guest, MashaAllah, from all the way from South Africa, Sheikh Mufti Suleiman Mullah. JazakAllah khairan.
الحمد لله الذي خلق الخلق ليعبدوه وحبب إليهم الإيمان ليذكروه وأسبغ عليهم نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة ليشكروه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الذين صحبوه ونصروه إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. صدق الله العظيم. Friends and elders, we all know about investments and how they mature and the returns we get, and how people tell us diversify your investments, don't put all your eggs in one basket. How often do we speak about spiritual investments and how brimming are our spiritual reserves? The capacity and the mileage and the outreach of material investment is only so much. There are so many times in your life where you realize that despite having all the funds, you're helpless. One of the most painful moments, our brother Shahzad spoke about children that are unfortunately going through this absolute starvation. In my close to 50 years of life, if I have found a difficult moment in my life, is to see your beloved, whether it's a parent seeing a child or child seeing a parent, in a situation of pain, agony and distress, and you are helpless to remove the pain. This is one of the most paralyzing moments a human can experience. You've seen your mom in extreme pain, you're at the bedside of the hospital, and you wish you could reverse the road, you wish you could divert the pain, but she has to endure it. She's frail, she's weak, she's lame, but there's nothing you can do. It's an extremely painful moment to endure. May Allah grant ease and afiyah to one and all. Material wealth only has so much capacity, but when your spiritual reserves are brimming, then wallah, for every challenge, hurdle, obstacle and impediment in your life, you can tap into that spiritual reserve and that would come to your rescue. How many times you're dealing with a chronic illness, you're dealing with a child who's on recreational drugs, you're dealing with a marriage that is on rocks, you're dealing with a business that is on the verge of collapse. So many things where you've tried every trick in the book and now you realize you need some extraordinary intervention. And that extraordinary intervention is if you have a spiritual reserve. We all know the tale of the three people. There's a hadith of Bukhari, At-tawassul bil amal as-salihah, that seeking the help of Allah through the medium of noble actions. But you know, sometimes you're traveling with people and you are clueless. Often in travel, a person's qualities get exposed. His generosity comes to the fore, or his miserliness gets uncovered and unmasked, right? In Arabic, they say, شَرُّ الْقُرَى أَلَّتِي تَبْخَلُ بِالْقِرَى شَرُّ الْقُرَى أَلَّتِي تَبْخَلُ بِالْقِرَى. The worst of communities is the one that is a miser. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, إِذَا جُتُمِعَتِ الْآفَاتُ فَالْبُخْلُ شَرُّهَا. If you want to sit down and enumerate and count nasty, evil, wicked traits, then surely miserliness is right on the top. Miserliness is right on the top. Some people are such, when you travel with them, you can forget your purse because they are so generous. And others, when you travel with them, you better make sure you take all your cards, because they never come with anything. Umm Salma radiallahu anha was known as Bintu Zad al-Rakib. Zad al-Rakib Rakib means the traveler. Zad means the provision. لِأَنَّ الرُّكْبَانِ كَانَتْ لَا تَتَزَوَّدْ إِذَا قَصَدَتْ مَنَازِلَهُ أَوْ سَارَتْ فِي صَحْبَتِهِ. Because it was known, if you travel to this man, it's an insult for you to take your own provisions. That was his kind of generosity. So often when you're traveling, then only when you travel, you come to discover, hey, this man is generous, mashallah. Hey, this person, you know, I thought different about him, but hey, he's got a vulgar problem, man. He can just swear. You say swear like a sailor, but this is like swear like a, I don't know what. And imagine these three people are traveling, casual, average, common, regular. You find yourself stranded in life. The boulder has blocked, literally, physically, apparently, visibly. And you don't know the strength, the capacity, the spiritual reserve of each of your colleague. But crisis has hit, there's a boulder. And wallah, every one of us have some boulders blocking our life. This is life. What cannot be cured must be endured. عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مُوسِرًا إِنْ شِئْتَ أَوْ مُعْسِرًا لَا بُدَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْغَمِّ دُنْيَاكَ بِالْأَحْزَانِ مَقْرُونَ لَا تَقْطَعِ الدُّنْيَا بِلَا هَمِّ. You wealthy or you poor, it's just the problems are different. They say in English, problems never end, they only differ. They only differ. My child needs to get married, my child needs to get married, he's married. Is it over? No, Allah wa yalakun isuki kare. You're not ready for child phones you and he says, Dad, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You say, no, but talk to me now. Because from now till tomorrow, my mind will go through 1,000 thoughts in fear, in worry, in panic, in anxiety. I just hope the marriage is okay, there isn't any issues. So you might be casual, but your dad would be entertaining probably what and what could happen. So these three people are stuck in the cave. And how often you find yourself, you're like, you know what, hit rock bottom. You plummet right to the bottom. And you're desperate for some serious exponential intervention. And so then each one says, you know what, إِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تَدْعُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِصَالِحِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. My message, and I hope I can develop and expound and elucidate, it's time you start depositing in your spiritual reserves. It's time you start having an account of your spiritual account. Giving the children and the people of Gaza, wallah, is a spiritual account. Today you open it. How do the bankers say, no, it's easy, no paperwork, no bureaucracy, no formality, now. Just email us and we will forward you and your account is open up and immediately you can deposit. We start an account now, a spiritual account. So you casual, you're sitting, the boulder is blocked, oops, didn't anticipate it, and here you find yourself trapped. And then they say, listen folks, we don't have the muscle, the clout, and the strength to move this. So each one of you, if you guys have any spiritual actions, just bring it to the fore and let's ask Allah. And like you're traveling casually, and how you can get surprised by someone's generosity, or you can get disappointed by someone's miserliness, look at the richness of these three colleagues in terms of their spiritual reserve. So one of them comes forward and he said, Allahumma innahu kana li abawani shaykhani kabirani. Allah, I had these two parents of mine, aged, elderly, weak, frail. Every day I used to milk the cattle, come back, give them milk, and then I used to attend to my family. Fana'abi talabu shajari yawma. And one day I went out and I got delayed, and by the time I came, mummy ni aak lagi gayi. My mom was asleep. My dad fell off to sleep. And now I felt so guilty. This is when your inner self is alive, my brother, you will feel guilt. And when you don't have inner, Muhammad ibn Sirin said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا جَعَلَ لَهُ وَاعِظًا مِّنْ قَلْبِهِ يَأْمُرُهُ وَيَنْهَى. When Allah intends good for you, Allah revives your heart. And your heart becomes so active, vibrant, that it responds whenever you do something reproachable, deplorable, that your heart internally sends you distress signals. You know when you recover the black box after a plane crash, and then they say, you know what, from the flying deck, there was some distress signal sent to the tower. And at that time, communication was lost, and thereafter it went, whatever, wayward, and it went pear-shaped. But at some point, there were distress signals from the flying deck sent to the tower. When a person's inner purity and nature is so clean and pure, when he does something wrong, immediately his inner self will reproach him. Ours is so dead that even when people tell us, we don't respond. Leave alone us getting an internal signal to say, hey, I think you didn't speak to your helper politely. I think that was abrupt. No, we don't get those signals at all. We only get the signals of, you know what, justifying, legitimizing, condoning what we do. It's right, it's correct. That's the kind of signals we get. So, oh Allah, I came back. My children were hungry. The words of Bukhari, وَالصِّبْغَةُ يَتَغَاضَوْنَ عِنْدَ قَدَمَيَّ. My children were yelling at my feet out of hunger. And this is a father. Right? As Brother Shahzad said, you know, it's amazing. Kehte na, apna bachcha roye, to dil mein dard. Aur kisi aur ka bachcha roye, to sar mein dard. Apna bachcha roye, to dil mein dard. You don't see, like, you know, you're flying and then it's now night and then they close the shutters and the service is over and then you just want to kind of dim the lights in the cabin and everyone kind of retires to bed and then probably there's a child that's crying there and then you just see, you know, gaze has been rotated and strong view. You know, those nasty looks, dagger looks that are coming. And the parent himself is like, you falling off and getting off, and he's rocking his baby. He's just rocking his baby. Because that's his life. That's all Allah's made. That's why, what is the dua that Allah has taught us for parents? Rabbir hamhuma kama rabba, rab. Rabba ya rubbu rabban. Allah is rabbi haqiqi. Parents are rabbi majazi. Rabb is the one who's created us, who's nurtured us. Our parents are figurative, metaphorically they have nurtured us. Of course, Allah is our absolute creator. So the word Rabb tells the parent how humongous and momentous his duty is, and impresses upon the child how great his obligation is to his parent. It's such a great responsibility. So my children were yelling at my feet, but I couldn't give them out of guilt. This is what I'm asking. How active is our hearts? How much guilt do we feel? How much guilt? Riyah Qaisi rahmatullah alayhi said, I one day sat and I did an audit. The ulama say there are four types of reformation through which a person can go. I don't want to go into four. One out of the four is muhasaba. You have musahaba, you have mu'akhat, you have wa'ad bil ghayr, and you have muhasaba. Muhasaba is one of the four ways through which you can reform yourself. What is muhasaba? Every night when you retire to bed, you do an audit on yourself. I got up at this time. No, that was late. I just made it for Fajr. I can do better. I think I spent too much time making wudu and I was wasting water. I think I need to improve my wudu. When I got to the masjid, unfortunately, I did not park correctly and I was obstructing a pedestrian, and that's not in keeping with the teachings of Islam. So muhasaba is you sit and you audit yourself. So Riyah Qaisi said, I sat and I audited myself and I found li nifu wa arba'una dhanba. I had like 40 odd sins. Wa qad istaghfartu Allah li kulli dhanbin 100,000 marra. And then I asked Allah forgiveness for every sin 100,000 times. We have 100,000 sins, we don't ask Allah forgiveness 40 times. So the guilt bothered me, and Allah, I stood there with the vessel by my mom's hand, that if my mom's eyes open anytime, I'm right there to give it to her. I often say to youth, if you have your parents alive and you have mom calling and dad calling, wallah, you got a call from Jannah. Treasure that call. You are a lucky man. You are a lucky person. Mom calling on your phone, it's luck. It's fortune, it's blessedness, it's great, it's indescribable, it's ineffable. And Allah, you know, I stood there patiently until the crack of dawn, until the flush of dawn. Allah, if I did this for your pleasure, move the boulder. He made the dua and the boulder move, but it was inadequate for the exit. I'm saying, just look at how the average human, each one had a spiritual reserve. You know, so many times you're traveling and everything, they say, try this card here. No, your American Express don't work. Try this one. Sorry, that also don't work. I got cash. No, we don't take cash. Oh, okay. Go chwaigyo. In Akhirat, the currency will be amal. The currency will be amal. You could be walking around with every other currency, but it's not going to buy you anything. When you board in a flight, everything is determined by the class of travel. Nobody looks at, you know what, the brand of your bag. Economy, join the queue at the back, sir. That's a, please, thank you. Look at how simply attired he is and how flamboyantly dressed is he. Yeah, for the duration, now, the focus, the lenses, is just business first, economy. There's no other levels of distinguishing. That's how everything revolves. And then the second person came forward and he said, oh Allah, I had a person who did casual labor for me. And he worked and he left. And then he was gone. And I said, well, I owe him money, so let me invest it for him. How many of us ever wish to invest for someone else? In fact, when others invest their own money, we start wondering things. How come, where, when, and we start speculating. And the money started growing. That investment of someone who did casual labor, even if we initiate an investment for an employee, but as we see it's lucrative, unfortunately we'll have some dilution in our motives. I mean, this thing is really lucrative. I'd rather put my grandson's names on this here. I'd rather make it a family investment. And then years later, this person came back to me and he said, oh brother, I worked for you, you know. You owed me some money. He said, كُلُّ مَا تَرَى مِنَ الْإِبِلِ وَالْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ مِنْ أَجْرِكَ. Can you see this valley of cattle? And can you see this valley of camels? All this is your reward and your compensation. So the hadith goes on to say, this brother said, don't mock me. I didn't work for so much. I know mine was just pittance and a meager amount. He said, no, I invested it. Allah, you know, I only did this because I feared you. I'm saying he could have made that money and that would have been fine. And he could have increased his wealth. But that wealth couldn't move the boulder today. But having assisted and empowered someone was moving the boulder for him. And he made dua and the boulder moved again. And the third person, he said, oh Allah, you know, I had this crush and I had this infatuation over a particular woman, and I tried every means to get access to her, and she vehemently backed me off. And then she got desperate and she needed funds out of desperation, and so then I gave her money so that she gives me access to her. And she said, "La tafudd al khatam illa bihaqqi." Her desperation allowed me. And then when I came up close, she said, "Do not deflower me unlawfully." And Allah, I backed off at that time. I backed off at that time purely out of your fear. Oh Allah, if I've done this for your pleasure, then you help us from this crisis. And of course, the boulder moved for the third time. Authentic hadith of Bukhari, and they all exited. Urwa bin Ja'ad al-Bariqi radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him 1 dinar. The hadith is in Bukhari. And said, Urwa, go buy me a lamb, a sheep. So he thought to himself, oh, I wish I had more money so I could buy and not take from the Prophet of Allah. But he didn't have. So he went and he found and he managed to buy 2 lambs with 1 dinar. So he bought 2 lambs with 1 dinar and then he sold 1 for a dinar. So we all are trying to make money for ourselves, which is good and great. But that is your monetary reserve. That's not your spiritual reserve. Your spiritual reserve is how you invest in there for Gaza and the people there and those that are who have nothing and are vulnerable. When we want to inject growth in our business, what's the material eye? You bring a celebrity on board and he gives injection and boost to your sales. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? وَهَلْ تُنْصَرُونَ إِلَّا بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. Bring a weak person, a vulnerable person, a physically challenged, and empower him and employ him and give him space in your shop. His presence will be the catalyst of barakah, and divinely it will give you exponential growth. That's now investing in your spiritual reserves. So Urwa bin Ja'ad al-Bariqi radiallahu anhu came back, and he returned the lamb. He gave the lamb to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the dinar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was elated. He said, Urwa, you gave the money back and the lamb. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I didn't have a heart to take from you, and I didn't have surplus. So I managed to sell, and you know, I initially bought two, sold one, and managed to recover the capital as well. The hadith goes on to say, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Barakallahu laka fi safaqati yameenik. That's it. That hand of yours, may Allah bless what it touches. Imagine Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Barakallahu laka fi. The narration goes on to say, every day, wa inni la arbahu 40,000 dinar kulla yawm. I used to average 40,000 dinars profit a day. In the morning, when Urwa bin Ja'ad al-Bariqi used to leave, Abdullah bin Umar and Abdullah bin Zubair, amongst others, used to come and say, Ashrikna fi bay'ika, ya Urwa. Urwa, please, I'm your partner in whatever venture you go in, because you got Allah's Nabi's dua. We've heard the story that in the time of Musa alayhi salam, there was a murder that had taken place, and the sniper, the murderer, was unknown. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And when a soul was killed and you disputed regarding it, and Allah was going to reveal that which you concealed. So they came to Musa alayhi salam, and they said to Musa, this is the crisis in which we are. Please help us out. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that tell the people to slaughter a cow. It's in Surah Baqarah. That's the reason why the chapter is known as Baqarah. Tasmiyatul kul bi ismil juz, as we say. The entire chapter is named after one incident in that chapter. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. And remember the time when Sayyidina Musa said to his people, Allah instructs you to slaughter a cow. And they said, no, that's a mockery. I mean, we're asking you to identify the murderer and the sniper, and you're asking us to slaughter a cow. This is not relatable, you know. Oh Musa, is this a mockery? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. Okay, give us more detail, give us more description, profile the cow. So Allah said it must be, you know what, not young, not old, of average age. But you know what, do what you are told to do. No, well, there are many cows that are of middle age, you need to tell us more. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا. This one must be bright yellow, conspicuous, eye-catching. Tasurru nadirin, which is pleasing to the eye. Okay, well, we've kind of profiled many like this. We need more description. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْخِ الْحَرْضِ. Not something that is used for farming and plowing and irrigation, etc. They're like, okay, now we kind of have an idea. Probably we get in there. So they start the search. And it's not like an online Google search. You know what, description here, put in size, age, color, gender. No, it wasn't like that. You look in physically. And then, you know what, the age is right, but the color is not right, or the color is right, but the age is not right. Finally, they find, and this is mentioned in Mirqat, and is mentioned in Tafsir Uthmani, and mentioned in many other places. They find the cow with a precise description. And it belongs to one young boy living in a farm. And they come to him, you know, he's living simple, hand to mouth, breaking even. They come to him and they say, oh, you know what, we need your cow. No, this is my little, I live off it and I milk it and that's it. No, no, we need it. Listen, we'll brand your product. You know what? We'll put you on the stage, we'll put you on the map. He's a simple average guy. No, 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 we need this. So he realized the desperation. He said the weight of this cow equivalent in gold. And because they were desperate, they paid. And the ulama say this was the reward Allah gave to this boy because he was kind to his mom. Allah gave him so much instant exponential surplus barakah. Abu Nu'aym makes mention of a narration. Abdurrahman bin Yazid bin Jabir says, Haddathatni Mawlatu Abi Umama. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu's slave girl mentioned the land of Sham, as the poster reads. So we were in Hims recently, and I mentioned this to the brothers that, you know, that there's so much history to this land. So Abdurrahman bin Yazid bin Jabir says, Haddathatni Mawlatu Abi Umama, Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, slave girl said, Kana Abu Umama yuhibbu sadaqah. Abu Umama loved sadaqah. There's a big difference between the two. One is giving sadaqah and one is loving sadaqah. Wakana Abu Umama yajma'u laha. He used to save up money to give. I need to help this person. I need to buy him a car. I've just saved up so much. I need to put up a little more. I'm running a bit short. Can you imagine you thinking like this, to save up to help? وَكَانَ يَجْمَعُ لَهَا وَمَا يَرُدُّ سَائِلًا وَمَا يَرُدُّ سَائِلًا. He never declined anyone asking. وَلَوْ بِبَصْلَةٍ أَوْ بِتَمْرَةٍ أَوْ بِشَيْءٍ مِمَّا يُوكَلْ. Even if it was given something simple, basic, average, edible, whether it's a date or something simple to eat, that's it, he would give. فَأَتَاهُ سَائِلٌ وَقَدْ افْتَقَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. A beggar comes to him and his reserves are depleted. لَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَةُ دَنَانِيرِ. He only has three dinars left. So the beggar came and he gave him one dinar. ثُمَّ أَتَاهُ سَائِلٌ فَأَعْطَاهُ دِينَارٌ. Then another beggar came and he gave. ثُمَّ أَتَاهُ سَائِلٌ فَأَعْطَاهُ دِينَارٌ. And the third one came and he gave the third dinar. So the slave girl of Abu Umama said, فَغَذِبْتُ وَقُلْتُ. I got upset and angry and I said, لَمْ تَتْرُكْ لَنَا شَيْئًا. I mean, you just been so generous and just spending and spending and you leaving nothing. We also have needs. So he said nothing. فَوَضَعَ رَأْسَهُ لِلْقَائِلَةِ فَنَامُ. It was midday, he put his head down and he went off to sleep. لِلْقَيْلُولَةِ. And he fell off to sleep. فَلَمَّا نُودِيَ لِلظُّهْرِ. When the Dhuhr Adhan was called out, أَيْقَذْتُهُ. I revived him, awoke him. فَتَوَضَّأَ. He performed wudu. وَرَاحَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. And he left for masjid. وَكَانَ يَوْمَئِذٍ صَائِمًا. And he was fasting. Like just think these people. This is spiritual reserves. This is spiritual reserves. Allah says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you aid the deen of Allah, Allah will assist you, empower you, and aid you. Now we like, Allah, you help me first, then I'm going to do my part. But Allah said, you have to be genuine and absolutely give what that trust and then see the help. Of course, there's a test in it. But then when you taste it, it's on a different level altogether. إِنَّ عَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِن نَفَادٍ. إِنَّ عَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِن نَفَادٍ. The treasures of Allah, inexhaustible, unending, infinite. There's no nafad. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever you have will be depleted. It has to drop. What Allah has is inexhaustible, infinite, unending. فَتَرَحَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. She said, I felt sorry for him, so I took a loan. I said, you know what, there's no money. As much as he gave everything, but the man is fasting, let me borrow some money. Abu Nu'aym makes mention of it in Hilya. So I borrowed some money. أَسْرَجْتُ لَهُ سِرَاجًا. I then lit the candle, the lamp, and then جَعَلْتُ لَهُ عَشَاءً. I prepared some dinner, some iftar for him. وَذَهَبْتُ لِأُمَهِّدَ فِرَاشَ. And I said, let me just tidy up the little place, the house. فَإِذَا بِذَهَبٍ. When I got there, I found that there are gold coins by his bedside. فَعَدَدْتُهَا. I counted it. فَإِذَا ثَلَاثُ مِئَةِ دِينَارِ. 300 gold coins. So I said to myself, مَا صَنَعَ الَّذِي صَنَعَ إِلَّا وَقَدْ وَثَقَ بِمَا خَلَّفْ. Okay, I thought he was generous, but he knew what he left behind. So he knew he was covered well. So he was giving away, but actually he was brimming with some good reserves. مَا صَنَعَ الَّذِي صَنَعَ إِلَّا وَقَدْ وَثَقَ بِمَا خَلَّفْ. So when the sun set, أقبل بعد المغرب, he came. فلما رأى السراج, he seen the light. والعشاء, he said, هذا خير من عنده. Subhanallah, this is goodness and blessings from Allah, like I never anticipated. You know, you can book business class. It's a good flight. But a complimentary upgrade just at the boarding gate is a different feeling. It's a different feeling. You'll be in that same business class, but that flight you feel different, bro. It's just like that bonus feeling. So you prepared for economy. You know, I always say life is short, but an economy flight is long. Life is short, but an economy flight is long. So you booked the business class, good. But they bumped you up as a complimentary. There's no mild redemption. You didn't have to pay extra. And at the gate, when you were, you know, mentally prepared and knowing that, you know what, you're going to get up with aches and, you know, you're just hoping you're sitting next to someone pleasant, etc. And you hop onto the flight. And then just there, you get an upgrade. Mr. Mullah, can you just report to the desk here, please? Okay, thank you. You're loyal to the airline, and so it's loyal to you. Good luck. So you're thinking you're coming home. It's regular, it's dry, it's average. And subhanallah, this is something else. فَقُمْتُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ حَتَّى تَعَشَّى. She says, I stood there, I attended to him until he completed. Then I said to him, خَلَّفْتَ هَذِهِ النَّفَقَ سَبِيلَ مَضْيَعَ وَلَمْ تُخْبِرْنِي فَأَرْفَعُهَا. You left behind money, you didn't tell me, it could have just been, you know what, misplaced and lost. So he said, وَأَيَّ نَفَقَ. What money are you talking? فَرَفَعْتُ الْفِرَاشِ. She says, I then moved the bed in. فَلَمَّا رَأَى فَرِحَ وَاشْتَدَّ تَعَجُّبُهُ. The slave girl of Abu Umama says, I observed his reaction. He was clueless to this wealth, and I then realized that this was a divine blessing. فَقُمْتُ فَقَطَعْتُ زُنَارِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ. I observed this miracle. I stood up and I gave up my former faith and religion, and I embraced Islam. Abdurrahman bin Yazid bin Jabir said, I came to the Jamia Masjid of Hims. فَأَدْرَكْتُهَا فِي مَسْجِدِ حِمْزِ وَهِيَ تُعَلِّمُ النِّسَاءَ الْقُرْآنَ وَالسُّنَنَ وَالْفَرَائِضِ وَتُفَقِّهُهُنَّ فِي الدِّينِ. I seen this woman was a jurist in her own capacity, conducting lessons of tafsir and Islamic jurisprudence. I mentioned to the brothers, I said, we are here in this Masjid of Hims. Abu Muslim Khawlani says, Abu Muslim Khawlani says, دخلت مسجد حمز. I entered the Masjid of Hims. فإذا جماعة من الكهول. There was a group of senior people. Abu Muslim Khawlani, his name was Abdullah bin Thub. He was known as Ibrahim هذه الأمة, because he was also catapulted in the fire and Allah saved him. So he was known as the Ibrahim of this Ummah. He went through a similar situation. Of course, like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, hence al-mulaqab bi Ibrahim. So he said, I entered the Masjid of Hims, and I seen there was a group of seniors, about 30. They were all Sahaba. يَتَوَسَّطُهُمْ شَابٌ بَرَّاقَ الثَّنَايَا. In the center was a young man with bright teeth. فَإِذَمْ تَرَى الْقَوْمُ فِي شَيْءٍ تَوَجَّهُوا إِلَيْهِ. And then if they had any dispute on anything, or there was lack of clarity, they would turn to this young man. فَقُلْتُ لِجَلِيسٍ مَنْ هَذَا. I nudged the person next to me. I said, who's this young boy? He said, هذا معاذ بن جبل. He said, this is معاذ بن جبل. فوقع في قلبي حبه. Since that day, the love of معاذ was part of my entire anatomy. منصور بن عمار. It's mentioned in نفحة العرب. Shaykh al-Adab Marana Azaz Ali rahimahullah has mentioned this incident. There was a man who was, my message is, create a spiritual reserve. Donate to this cause. There are children there who will eat the meal. There are people who will get shelter. There are people who will get some basic cover. Wallah, their du'as, that is what would rescue you and your family and your progeny. And every one of us, by the very turn and the cycle and the rhythm and the nature of life, has to contend with boulders. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulati. Walaqad khalaqna al-insana fi kabad. We've created and ordained a life of constant struggle for man. The students used to always ask me in madrasa, give us nasiha ustad. I say, while you're in madrasa, fill the reserves intangible with the du'as of your asatiza. Because this is something that would rescue you for the rest of your life. Everything else you can do and accumulate. But serve and earn. And that's what would happen. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma became who he was through the du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Through the khidmah. It's amazing how you serve and through that you can earn. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, it was Tabuk. It was al-usra, as-sa'atul usra, a campaign of difficulty. Is it not an hour? Sa'a can mean an hour. Usra means difficult. The campaign of difficulty, or the hour of difficulty, the era of difficulty. Is it not as-sa'atul usra for the people of Gaza? Is it not a moment of difficulty? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will contribute? And Sayyidina Uthman said, مئة بعير بأحلاسها وأقتابها. Okay, 100 camels laden from my side. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, again, generally if we donate, and then they say, brother, he's talking to you, I'm done. And Sayyidina Uthman stood up again, and he said, another 100 camels. And the Prophet of Allah said again, and then Sayyidina Uthman came and dropped those gold coins in the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started flipping it around. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غفر الله لك يا عثمان ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أخفيت وما أبديت وما كان منك وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. غفر الله لك يا عثمان ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت. You know, sometimes you have one child who's really looking after the parents, and the others are busy in their life. Then later when you see the prosperity, don't have jealousy. Admire him. The du'as of your mom are coming to fruition in his life. The du'as of your parents are coming to fruition in his life because he went the extra mile. I'm not taking any credit away from you, but you know, in English they say some people talk to you in their free time and some free their time to talk to you. There's a big difference between the two. Some talk to you in their free time and some free their time to talk to you. Some visit their mother in their free time and some free their time to visit their mother. The abode cannot be the same. So let me mention this incident and conclude. We into the time of Maghrib. Ammar bin Mansur. So there was this person. He used to live a life of sin and vice and transgression, another person. And so once he had given his helper and servant 4 dirhams. And he says, go buy some drinks and food and, you know, we're going to spend the night in merrymaking and celebrating. So he went to buy and he passed, فَمَرَّ الْغُلَامِ بِمَجْلِسِ Mansur. So the lad, the young boy, he passes by the gathering of this pious person who was a sage of the age. And at that time there was a call and there was an appeal to help a poor person. Like today there's a call and an appeal to help the people of Gaza. So he said, "Man dafa'a lil faqiri arba'ata darahim da'awtu lahu arba'a da'watin." Whoever will give this poor person 4 dirhams, I'll make 4 du'as for him. Now he's like, listen, I've been sent with the task, I've been mandated to do ABC, but this looks really lucrative and this looks really tempting, that you know what, 4 du'a ne lagi jai to, you know, you're done. You hit the lottery, and it just, you say Ameen. فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ. After reading Surah Fatiha, you say Ameen, and if your Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, then the prayer of Fatiha is answered in your favor. So after you read Surah Fatiha, and then you say Ameen, and the Malaika say Ameen, and if it coincides, then that prayer is answered in your favor. And everything is asked in that. Allah guide us. Allah put us on the straight path. Thee alone do we ask for help. Jisko yaqeen ho jaye ki khuda gaur se sunta hai, fir wo apni kahani kisi aur ko sunata hi nahi. Jisko yaqeen ho jaye ki khuda hi sunta hai, fir wo apni kahani kisi aur ko sunata hi nahi. The one who has absolute conviction Allah is listening, he's not going to cry his heart to anyone else. Allah ke hawala karo, isliye nahi ke Allah khair karega, isliye ke Allah ke alawa koi khair kar hi nahi sakta. Allah ke hawala karo, isliye nahi ke Allah khair karega, na, isliye ke Allah ke alawa koi khair kar hi nahi sakta. Leave it to Allah, because besides Allah nobody else can do. So he thought, maybe this is my moment, and it's a blessed time. The sun of Maghrib is setting on a Jum'ah in the month of Rabiul Awal. And again a call has been made that, you know what, it's the hand of an orphan, it's the hand of a widow, it's the hand of a paraplegic brother, it's a person who is a widower, who's stretching his hand right through from Gaza. And at this blessed time, you've been saying, drop a coin, drop a bill, drop a note, and donate, and Allah will answer your prayers. So he said, I took the moment and I gave the 4 dirhams. So the sage of the age, Mansur bin Ammar, said to me, okay, what du'as do you want? He said, number one, أَن يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ الدَّرَاهِمْ. I gave 4, it doesn't belong to me, so please make du'a, Allah give me more, because I got to pay back. فَدَعَى مَنْسُورٌ وَأَمَّنَ النَّاسُ. فَدَعَى مَنْسُورٌ. Wallahi, in my life I've seen parents make dua. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. But it, you will see it with your eyes. When they make dua, you will see. Dikra tu sukita hai, tumaro bol yaad rakhja. You wait and see. And when a mom is just hurt and she holds back her tears, may Allah save us from that. May Allah save us that your mom tosses at night or your dad turns at night and the cause of that is pain that you've caused him. Ooh, that's ouch. Don't let a person curse you. Don't let a person curse you. Bilal bin Abi Buraida had asked Muhammad bin Wasi' for dua. So Muhammad bin Wasi' said, La tazlim ahad wa la tahtaj ila du'a'i ahad. Don't oppress anyone, and for the rest of your life you won't have to request du'as from anyone. Don't oppress anyone. So because one side you oppress him, then there's a curse. And then you're trying to get a dua to suppress the curse. So stop oppressing anyone and you won't have to request for du'as. That itself will be a catalyst of good. Unfortunately, we have... He said, وَمَا تَصْنَعُ بِدُعَائِي وَعَلَى بَابِكَ كَذَا وَكَذَا كُلٌّ يَقُولْ إِنَّكَ ظَلَمْتَهُمْ يَرْتَفِعُ دُعَاؤُهُمْ قَبْلَ دُعَائِي. I'm going to pray for you. But there are 10 people. Your spouse, your neighbors, your children, your employees. Each one has a... has been on the receiving end of your oppression. Each one of them is cursing. How can my prayer undo the curses of 10 people who have been on the receiving end of your wrath? So he said, make dua that Allah gives me more. فَدَعَى مَنْسُور وَأَمَّنَ النَّاسِ. He said, what's your second request? أَن يُعْتِقَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْ رِقِّ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. I'm a slave, Allah must give me freedom. Right? And this is what the Quran teaches us. There's no slavery now, it's all abolished. Islam, people like to attack and insult and accuse and malign the purity and the impeccable nature of Islam. Slavery was found before Islam. Islam came to put an end to it. وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Those that are in this situation and are seeking, help them, empower them, come, give them freedom, give life to people, give emancipation, give deliverance to people, get them out of the shackles of debt, get them out of the shackles of starvation, empower people, add value, so that Allah must liberate me. فَدَعَى مَنْصُورٌ وَأَمَّنَ النَّاسُ. He said, what's your third request? أَن يَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَوْلَايَ. That my master is living a life of sin. May Allah turn his heart to virtue. Allah just turn his heart. You know, he's just so fixated on vice and wrong. فَدَعَى مَنْصُورٌ وَأَمَّنَ النَّاسُ. What's your fourth request? He says, أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكَ وَلِلْحَاضِرِينَ. That Allah forgive me, Allah forgive you, Shaykh, and Allah forgive everyone. He goes back. I gave you the reference where I read it. So his master asked him, لِمَا أَبْطَأْتَ يَا غُلَامُ. What brought you so late? He said, frankly speaking, I went to buy, and then you know what? I seen an opportunity of a spiritual investment. And that's my message. My opening till now, your monetary investment can buy you so much, can help you so much. But wallah, if you've taken du'as and you've added value to people's lives, that thing will come to your rescue in avenues beyond your comprehension. It will help your child at a time where you cannot be present there. It will divert an accident. It will rescue a marriage. It will save so many things. And this is the opportunity Allah has given us. This is the opportunity Allah has given us. You know, in the time of Sahaba, it was ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. Now it's ذهب أهل الدثور بالفجور. People of wealth were excelling in virtue. Today, averagely, commonly, unfortunately, it's the other way around. So the master said, so what du'as did you make? He said, أَيُّخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ الدَّرَاهِمْ. I asked that Allah must give me more. He said, لَكَ أَرْبَعَةَ آلَافٍ. Just 4,000 for you. Good luck. He said, what was the second one? He said, I prayed for my freedom. He said, أَنْتَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. You are free for the pleasure of Allah. He said, what was the third one that you made? He said, أَيَّتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. That Allah guide your heart, O my master, to the truth. He said, تُبْتُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. I've turned the page. It's a new leaf. I've turned the page. May Allah give us that strength that we turn it completely. Abandon wrong. Just leave it absolute, complete for the pleasure of Allah. And he said, the fourth, I made dua that Allah forgives everyone. So he said, هَذِهِ لَيْسَتْ إِلَيَّ. This one is outside my jurisdiction. It's not in my control. When he went to sleep that night, it was told to him in a dream, أَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ مَا كَانَ إِلَيْكَ أَتَرَانِي لَا أَفْعَلْ. Allah said to him, you an average, common, regular, human, fallible mortal, and you took the courage to do what you're supposed to do. Me being the kind, merciful, gracious, will I not do which I am known for forgiveness? I have forgiven every one of you. We ask Allah to make us amongst those that are forgiven in this blessed time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us barakah. We ask Allah to allow us to invest in akhirah and our spiritual reserves. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. O most kind, most loving, most gracious, most merciful Allah, at this blessed, sacred, momentous moment on the conclusion of the day of Jummah in the sacred masjid, in the momentous month of Rabiul Awwal, O Allah, where brothers young and old have gathered, converged and congregated to engage and listen to the talks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to support the amazing initiative of our brothers from the Revive team to help and extend a helping hand for our brethren. Oh my kind, loving, caring, merciful Allah, surely you are listening. Surely you are in control, O Allah. We say to you, O Allah, as Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam said, Rabbi anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Sayyidina Ayyub said, O Allah, I've been afflicted with pain and you are the most merciful. O Allah, we say to you, the people of Gaza have been afflicted with pain and you are the most merciful. O Allah, they have been afflicted with pain and you are the most merciful. Allah, we say to you what Sayyidina Nuh said, Rabbi anni maghloob fantasir. Rabbi anni maghloob fantasir. Nuh alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, they have overpowered me, overwhelmed me. You take, you aid, you assist, you intervene. Oh Allah, they have been overpowered and overwhelmed. You intervene, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you intervene, oh Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adhaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa 'alaykal bala wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil 'aliyyil 'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun على المرسلين والحمد لله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدي الذي ائتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه والله بما تعملون عليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أمسينا وأمس الملك لله رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة، فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها، ونعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. اللهم ما أمسى بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك، لا شريك لك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله.